Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, holy crap, we have so much announced on Disney Plus Day. A lot of great things. We got She-Hulk teasers and Nick Fury's face and other things. Also, we'll do some feedback. All that rad fizzad we have no control over. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Ashley Coffin.
Ashley, what is happening, my friend?
Oh, not much. Gotten to spend the whole day with you. It feels like it's great. We had a good day.
Yeah, we did. We got to interview Zach Garrett today of the new Occupation Rainfall, which we'll be covering over on Bingers. We just finished the coverage. I'll be editing that and getting it up in a couple days after they finish the Ghostbusters coverage.
Yeah. Super excited for you guys to hear it.
Yeah, I am too. It was just neat to be able to do something with some, we'll probably put the actual interview here in the feed, the MCU cast feed, because it's where most of our listeners are, and just kind of neat thing to get to do. And we're hoping to do more of stuff like that in the future.
Yeah.
So yeah, but today we're here to talk about Disney Plus Day, which there's so much, Ashley. There's so much.
I know. A lot of stories. A lot of stuff.
A lot of stories. So we're going to run them down and just kind of like talk a little bit about each one, because obviously a lot of times we come in here with one story and we end up talking for 30 minutes, but we can't do that.
We're gonna marathon.
There's about 15 stories, so let's run through these. First off, let me give a shout out to Jay Sisson in our Stranded Panda chat. I was literally like about to scour the internet and collate all the information for Disney Plus Day and be like, okay, this was announced, like lay it all out. And then Ash was like, oh, Jay Sisson did that. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he like literally just like typed out every piece of information for Marvel from Disney Plus Day and other stuff. But I just took the Marvel stuff.
Yeah. Hero. Thank you, Jay. Do you think people don't see it? But I see you every time you do that. And I remember. So thank you.
Seriously.
He does it every time.
That's freaking awesome. That's freaking awesome. Well, it was particularly useful this time because Disney Plus Day was kind of a shit show from what I hear.
Yeah, last year I was like glued to whatever YouTube it was on.
I think it was on like Disney. Maybe it was on YouTube as well. I think it was like on Disney's, like on Disney Plus or whatever they streamed it.
Okay, because I had that too. I didn't know whether I was watching it.
Right.
Yeah. It was great.
They streamed it and like it was just like a video feed and they had a fully produced, like, this is Disney Plus Day and here's all the things laid out. This year, apparently, I was not involved because I had to work all weekend, but they were just like apparently dropping some clips on Twitter and doing some things on announcements on live videos. And like, it was kind of, it was kind of scattered and it was just like, Marvel, what are you doing? they got a lot going on. And I'm wondering if Marvel's, one of the things that's made Marvel strong for so long is their ability to market well and like release information correctly in like a really, I don't know, well laid out way so that you assimilate it. The hype train we've talked about for years, the hype train, getting the hype train going. And Disney Plus Day has been a part of that the last couple of years, but this year it was kind of a shit show apparently.
But at least they gave us a lot of exciting information.
Indeed. And so let's get into that. And again, this is from Jay Sisson, his breakdown. So thank you. First off, we got Shang-Chi, is now streaming. And a behind-the-scenes Marvel Studios Assembled special on the making of the movie is also now streaming.
We just watched it last night, and now it has the new IMAX format Disney Plus. It was stunning. It was so pretty. I love that they're doing that now with the streaming stuff.
Yeah, that's super cool, and just getting to see that at home, seeing that format at home is cool.
I appreciate it, because I love my couch.
I was talking to a guy last night and he was just like talking about how he hated Marvel. And he was talking about it because of how they've like dominated the box office so much that they've ruined the theatrical experience for so many other companies that can't get theaters and stuff. Anyway, I get it. Huh. There's like some issues with that. And like we had a long conversation about it. But like, also my whole argument with him was like, also like, who wants to go to the theater anymore? Like, now you can watch with really great sound and really great audio. I mean, I still like the communal experience of watching it with a crowd certain things like Marvel movies, mm-hmm. but like if I'm watching a contemplative indie movie, I don't really care to sit in the theater. I don't know.
We all know my feelings on it. I digress.
You love your couch.
I do. And my big TV. But not everybody has that. And I could, if I didn't have, you know, we treat our TV like our child. You know, we take good care of him, put all the good thing, get him all the good toys.
Not like you treat actual children, but how other people treat children.
Probably better. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, we purposely put a lot of money, our you know, hard worked money into that so that we can have that because we just love it so much.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, now you can watch Shang-Chi on it. Today, Disney Plus, it's up. And also they are streaming a Marvel Legends series of Hawkeye is now up. So that, mm-hmm. that as they've been doing as these new characters or these new shows come out, they do these Marvel Legends. And so, yeah, I'm pumped to check that out and see. It's always interesting to see what they highlight.
So, I saw they put Loki's up, the behind the scene of Loki's too. Oh,
That's the assembled. The Legends assembled. Is the thing that like, it shows what happened in the past of that character or whatever. So yeah. So we've got, that's cool. I'll have to check out the Loki one. I bet the Loki one's awesome.
Yeah. I can't wait. I didn't watch it yet. Probably watch that tonight.
Ooh. Okay. Now we get to the real meat of this stuff. I feel like, first off, X-Men 97. Have you heard of this?
Okay, so you know how I feel about animated stuff?
Yeah.
This is still today my favorite, like, animated show. I will still watch this. I watched this as a kid. It helped me learn so much about the X-Men. It's why I started collecting the comics and being into Marvel the way that I am now is because of this TV show.
So many people are that way. So mm-hmm. many people. This is their, like, first foray into Marvel. And the fact that this is reminding me a lot of the reboot of Masters of the Universe that came out a few months ago, you know?
The Kevin Smith thing?
Yeah, the Kevin Smith Masters of the Universe. Like, just because it's an animated show that was for kids, but we all loved it, and now they brought it back, and they made it more adult. Like, they made it more adult, more modern, but kept it in the same universe, you know? I am super pumped, because that seems like what they're going to do here, and I think I'm going to have to hook up with the guys. I don't know how we're going to cover this. It's not in the MCU. But we maybe we'll do
crossovers.
Yeah. Some crossovers with the Animation Deliberation or whatever.
A Buffy Angel crossover.
Yeah. Willow visited Angel and told him about a thing. Love that show.
And it says that the voice actors, a lot of the original voice actors are coming back to that, which is huge too.
That is so cool that they're bringing back the voice actors because I don't know. Like, I was thinking about it. Like, are they going to capturing those characters the way I remember them? Mm-hmm. Yes, you can mimic the animation style, but the actors are going to need to be close. And I was like, a lot of times when they do that, they'll get like one or two are kind of right and the others are not as good. But the fact that they're getting most of the voice cast back is super, super rad.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch all of it.
Yeah, I'm in. And that's exciting. I'm glad you're excited about that. Was not expecting that.
If it's going to be I'm sure they're going to update a little bit, but the fact that it's a reboot of that whole series and it's very comic accurate. So you'll learn like a lot of stuff that is canon for the comics too. Well, from if you go back and watch that.
To be clear, I don't think it's a reboot though. It said reboot. Are you sure?
If you undo what you just had typed there.
Oh, okay.
Says reboot.
Okay. So the articles I read said it's a continuation of the story.
There's no need to. Okay. Maybe they did that though in TV shows. Like it went into X-Force and stuff, but so we'll see.
Did they do that actual universe? Like pick up that universe? Yeah. Interesting. I don't recall that.
It was like Ultimate X-Men. Not a reboot, I'm less excited.
Oh, really? I would be way more excited if it was a continuation. Because from what I understand, that series actually ended on a cliffhanger. Like, it never finished.
Yeah.
But I may be wrong.
But it's also a really good way. It seems to me like they're starting to reintroduce us to the X-Men for a reason, and they want us to know everything about them.
That is true. That is very true.
Like, give me my X-Men.
The interesting thing about it, if it is completely a reboot, and they have their druthers of creating these X-Men however they want, it will be a real window into what they're planning to do in the movies, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be good.
Be cool. So, Moon Knight teaser. Did you see it?
I did. I'm so excited.
Me too.
When they always said that Oscar Isaacs was going to play it, it was a rumor for so long that I started to not believe it. And I don't know why. Because I guess maybe because it's a series and he's such a big actor, anything anymore. But like, he's perfect to play Mark Spector. Like,
Yeah, I 100% agree. Like, I can't believe they got him to play the part. And I wonder what it means for how big of a role he'll have going forward. Mm-hmm.
Because I hope it just goes to film.
Yeah. And there's the idea of Midnight Suns being a thing with like Blade. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. we don't have an Avengers team right now. And so like it almost feels like with Black Knight and Blade, Moon Knight and possibly Ghost Rider and all these things, like they could be building to a Midnight Suns that would be like
my favorite thing.
Yeah, it would be your favorite thing for sure. But mm-hmm. also it would be like a team that was built the way that the Avengers were built, like one at a time. You know what I mean? That makes sense.
Yeah. That helps make these team up movies work.
Absolutely. Because you know who they are going in.
Mm-hmm. And you care.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's watch the Moonlight trailer real quick, and just to remind ourselves and those of you out there in the audience, what is going on in this Moonlight trailer? Okay, so that looks so intense. I love the just fractured nature that they're giving of his like psyche and him being like, I can't tell if I'm waking or dreaming. That voice, is that his voice that he's using for the show?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know. I have so many questions. I don't know if maybe that's supposed to be like a whispering to him or one of his different personalities because he has a couple.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say. I don't know. I don't know his... I honestly couldn't tell you anything about his actual voice. I don't know what his... Is he British?
Oscar Isaac? I think he's American.
I thought so too, but I often am fooled.
they're tricky.
Those tricky Brits.
The character is an American.
Right. I knew that. But that accent is that he definitely has an accent in that trailer, in the teaser. So
it's probably a
one of his personalities, what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Huh. Also, the very last shot, it's hard because Disney Plus Day was such a shit show that they didn't like release them all on YouTube that I've seen. Like they're all spread around the internet. But there's a shot there of what appears to be Tatiana Maslany getting pulled into a cave. Did you see that? One of the very last things you see is like someone getting pulled into the cave. If you watch it slow, it appears to be Tatiana Maslany who's playing She-Hulk, which I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know if that's like a mistake on that trailer, though. I don't know.
Oh, maybe because it was like mixed up with other.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what it was. On Disney Plus, it has like the 14-minute past, present, future thing for Marvel.
Yeah. So I don't know. That could be like part of that where they didn't clip it fast enough or something because it's at the very end.
Yeah. But who knows?
Yeah. Same. It definitely looks like it could conceivably be in the show. The thing that my biggest takeaway from this is the fact that it looks so much like the Defenders.
Yes. Oh, get dark and gritty. Like, give me my Daredevil, like Moon Knight and Daredevil and everybody together. Mm-hmm. Just do it already.
That shot of from Moon Knight from the back where you can really only see like his hulking figure beating someone viciously and like the camera's mm-hmm. shaken and there's like broken lighting everywhere looks so much like something they would do in Daredevil.
Yeah. Actually, I think he was born in Chicago. I doubt he's like Moon Knight's family. I think he was actually like the son of a rabbi, so I'm not sure. I think I'm just going to take back me saying he was an American and replace it with he was born in America before the people come for me.
Well, I think that...
Sorry.
It's okay. I don't think that's the same thing, technically, right? I mean, I guess if he's born in America, he is at least naturalized or whatever. Or not naturalized, he's
just
a citizen.
Just be careful.
Yeah, I don't know anything about... I don't know anything about Mark Spector's... I don't know which of his personalities is real or whatever, if that is a thing. I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
I know he's like a billionaire playboy personality. I'm like, well, just be that all the time.
Why would you be anything else?
Oh, I don't have the money to back it up. Damn it.
I just can't be more excited for a show. Like, I love how excited, like that one shot of him. It reminds me of the Defenders with more of a budget, because there's that one shot of him like jumping from rooftop to rooftop that looks so good. Mm-hmm. And it looks just so Moon Knight. It looks so much like the comics when he's like leaping over that.
I want them to be careful with their CGI.
Sure.
It looked a little CGI. They need to, you know, but maybe that's still because it's the trailers. I'll give them that.
Well, it's also they're doing things that are impossible. So sometimes it's not even just CGI. It's like suspension of disbelief, where you, when you see something that's CGI, where it's a man jumping from over an entire a block of a street or whatever, you're like, well, that's clearly not real.
I'm just looking at his cape. I'm looking at his cape and I'm like, that looks fake.
Doesn't fly like that. Do you ever see Spawn?
Yes. Which is back on Netflix right now, mind you. And I almost watched it the other night. I love that.
Nice.
But the cape.
The cape. It reminded me of that cape. The like CGI cape filling every corner of the screen.
I wonder how it's held up.
Yeah. I can't imagine the cape's held up well.
No.
Although in the movie, it's held up very well all the time. Okay. Let's see. What have we got? So that's Moon Knight. I am very pumped for it.
Me too.
All right. Well, then after Moon Knight, we have She-Hulk is coming to Disney Plus. It says soon. All of these almost say they're coming soon. There's no dates on anything. The only one that we got a more nailed down time frame for was that Ms. Marvel will be in the summer, which I found actually very disappointing because I thought it was going to be sooner. We all thought it was going to be this year, 2021, but it turns out it's going to be in the summer of next year, which is a long way away. And if Ms. Marvel was the one that we thought was so close to being done, are any of the other shows close? Like, is it going to be summer before we get another TV show?
Maybe because they pushed everything back. They don't want to overlap with their own, like, movies.
Sure.
And they might drop that between Doctor Strange and Thor to have something, or after that to keep people excited. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was said that the Ms. Marvel stuff, which we're almost to, Ms. Marvel had some delays because of COVID that like pushed it back a little bit. But okay, so She-Hulk is coming to Disney Plus soon. It's got a new logo. They showed the new logo, which is very cool. And they have a trailer that has Tatiana Maslany and Mark Ruffalo, and it's pretty great.
Yeah. They look like they're doing like a lawyer infomercial. You won't like me when I'm angry.
I can see that. It definitely looks like a lawyer infomercial, but it also is directly a reference to the 70s Hulk show. Like that line, you won't like me when I'm angry, but also like the clothing is very 70s. It looks like the 70s TV, and Banner is wearing like straight up the clothes that David Banner wore in the, like the jeans, everything denim and everything. Like it is straight up a reference to the old Hulk show, which is super fun. Yeah. I used to watch that when I was a kid. I love it.
Yeah, I like that one too. His jeans were extra purple.
they really were. All right, well, you want to watch this little She-Hulk teaser?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. This looks awesome. It shows Jennifer Walters pre-She-Hulking out. It shows her from the back after She-Hulking out. And then it seems that she is, at least as of now, transforming back and forth, according to them. Like,
yeah.
They're in the Gamma Lab, which he talks about the Gamma Lab and how he was able to put the brains and brawn together. I wonder if this version, I'm just really curious. Like, it's got my brain, like, running through, like, how they'll do this. Because in the comics, I think she mostly stays in She-Hulk form, right?
I think at some point she does.
I don't think she bounces back and forth. Like, I know she goes into court as She-Hulk and is, like, presents her cases as She-Hulk.
Yeah, because that's the most intimidating lawyer. You're like, totally. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Can I call you ma'am?
May your honor approach the She-Hulk. no, she, so like, but in this, at least Banner says you have, these outbursts or whatever are happening because of anger and fear. Yeah. She's apparently had some episodes of being She-Hulk already. I wonder if we're going to get similar to the original Hulk going back and forth between like sort of like not so intelligent monster and then the intelligent Banner and going back and forth and then putting the brain and brawn together. And I'm guessing that's what's happening in this lab is probably the Gamma Lab that he mentions in Endgame, I would think. Yeah.
And maybe he's gotten better at what he's doing so he could like maybe even mold you like the body type or look you would want. He'd be able to get you there like a better, more realistic, you know, Hulk body type.
Yeah, maybe, maybe, maybe he's like, but I can still keep you hot though.
Yeah, it's very important. Did you see those calves? Meow.
Yeah, this show's gonna be a problem for Jeff, I feel like.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, for all of us, but Jeff, I'm not sure he's gonna be able to talk about it. By the way, we miss Jeff. Jeff is working on his capstone project for his degree. He is so close to being done, and he got an extension to finish, and so now he's like trying to get it done this week. So
yeah, we're proud of Jeff.
Very proud, we miss Jeff. Very proud of Jeff. Anything big takeaways you had from this trailer other than that?
Not really. Didn't give us a lot. I'm just excited for it. I like the humor aspect, and I wonder how much Ruffalo is going to be in it.
Yeah, I just have such a freaking affection for Tatiana that I don't like. It could be just the Tatiana show and have no one else in it, and I would be like 100% in. Like, honestly, I love Orphan Black so much that like whatever show she ends up on next, I will be watching. You know,
and luckily it's Marvel. It was like a gift.
It really was. Like when that was announced, it blew my mind. Love it. She plays different versions of herself in Orphan Black. And some of them are very like cute and some of them are very, very badass. And like when she's standing in her pajamas in the Gamma Lab, like reminds me so much of some of her like, sort of like, I don't know, cuter, sort of like, I don't know, less caring characters. I love it. Love it so much.
It's going to be good. I'm excited.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Okay, let's watch a little clip from Ms. Marvel we have up next. And Ms. Marvel was announced again. It's coming soon, they say. And I'm like, that's...
There's summer 2022.
Oh, no, that's right. Yeah, that's summer. Summer 2022. So I really wonder if that's going to be the next show.
Yeah.
Because we have no idea what's next.
Mm-mm. They didn't even say anything about Loki.
Oh, right. Because, yeah, you'd think Loki would be sometime, you know, in the next few months, really. Man. Crazy. All right. Well, let's watch a little bit of the Ms. Marvel trailer. Okay. So, Ms. Marvel.
Nice.
Right?
She's cute.
Very cute. I love that she's actually, like, a fan of Captain Marvel. Like, she's wearing a Captain Marvel outfit. That's super cool.
It's kind of like Spider-Man when he starting to do things, you know, and you don't want people to see who you are, but instead of it being a sock, you can now get a full cosplay costume of an actual hero in your universe.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah. And like, that's what it is in comics. She's like a fan of Captain Marvel and she becomes Ms. Marvel. And I love that in this, like, they've built a universe and Carol Danvers can be an actual influence. I wonder if Carol Danvers will appear.
I don't know, maybe at the end, because they have to lead into
the Marvels. Yeah.
Oof.
When is that coming out? Golly.
I bet that's 2023, I bet.
Yeah, probably so. It's a ways away, I think. Man, I liked that. There's a couple shots in the trailer that, like, I'm interested in. Like, there's a shot of, like... So, we've been asking how she's getting her powers. Like that's been a topic of discussion, but there's also like this shot in the trailer of four people like blowing up a room or something. And like, it's them standing in a hallway here. I'll bring it back on the screen for a second. This shot, like, which they blow open a wall and they're standing there. That makes me think that they are possibly like other powered people, you know? It just makes me wonder, like, why, I don't know, which makes me think, like, maybe mutants, is this going to be our way into mutants? Are Marvels going to be, like, code for mutant, you know?
Yeah. That'd be interesting. It's like, I don't know, I can't see much of what they're wearing.
There's like a flash, like literally very a single frame where it flashes. And I'm trying to, you see
they
that?
They have like cloaks on.
Yeah.
And genie pants and combat boots.
There's like a single frame where that one guy's face lights up. And I, the guy on the far right, his face like lights up for a second.
There we go.
Right there. You see that? There's like a, literally a single frame.
Yeah.
What, who is that guy?
Chris Hemsworth.
It does kind of look like Gloria. Maybe these are other people cosplaying as heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm excited for a full trailer.
Me too. Yeah, this, I really do feel this Disney Plus day was a little disappointing because everything seemed a little like, here's four shots from the show, you know?
Of shows we already knew were coming out and kind of already had the timeline for, like,
yeah.
Besides those couple, you know, 10, 15 second clips, you didn't tell me anything new. It should have just been Disney Plus Day plus a little bit more.
Yeah, there really wasn't.
Disney Plus Day 2.
Yeah, there really wasn't, like, a lot of new information. The what if season 2 is confirmed and coming soon?
That's fun.
They did announce the Echo TV series, which we did not know.
Yeah.
Like, we'd heard a rumor a while back about that. The Echo TV series will be coming and is confirmed and is coming soon. It says, what does soon mean?
Soon.
What does soon mean?
Between now and 2024, mm-hmm. maybe?
So, this show I find extra exciting. Spider-Man Freshman Year is an original animated series, and it's coming to Disney Plus soon. It is set in the MCU, though, and it is the Peter Parker origin story.
That's interesting. I guess we'll find out, like, what happened to his Uncle Ben.
Yeah, I would think so.
Mm-hmm. A little dark for an animated series there, MCU, but I'm with it.
Speaking of dark animated series, we've also got announced on Disney Plus Day a Marvel Zombies series.
That's exciting. I'm interested. Like, is it taking off from where our story with What If ended? Like, what do you mean?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I was listening to, I think it was New Rock Stars were mentioning that, the original Marvel Zombies comic, there's this thing called the Hunger, which is like the rage virus or whatever you want to call it. It's called the Hunger, and it comes from another universe and enters their universe. So if they're using this whole multiverse thing, they could, like, literally use that other universe where zombies exist to, like, leapfrog into another universe and start a fresh Marvel zombie story. Or they could lead off of the one that already exists, which, I don't know, I'm kind of down for either one of those.
Yeah, zombie Thanos, let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it ends on zombie Thanos. Man. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Yeah.
Also, animated series. We got three new animated series. I Am Groot has also been announced.
That'll be for the kids. The kids, I'm sure, are going to love that, too.
I don't know. I'm down. You know me. I'll at least watch it, but seems really fun and cute. And mm-hmm. I wonder what vein it's going to be in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing you're right. It's going to be for kids, but, like, I don't know. Is it going to have a little bit of that James Gunn sensibility that keeps it in the realm that makes me want to watch it? Or is it just going to be a children's show?
I hope so, for the parents' sake.
Yeah. And for my sake.
And your sake. You'll probably like it either way. Let's be serious.
That's true. That's fair. That's fair.
You like that stuff.
I do. All right. We also have Ironheart. I don't know what the news is here. I guess it got a new logo, but they say Ironheart is also coming soon.
Coming soon.
Come on. Well, I don't even know. So did you call it Disney Plus Day 2? Is that what it was? Is it the second one this year?
Disney plus a little more, but yeah, the other one I thought was last year.
I guess. Nope. It's hard to even know. I think you're right. I think last year was last year. I think this is the Disney Plus Day for the year, and it just seems so, I don't know, kind of half-assed.
Blasé, Feige.
I'm excited about everything here, but it doesn't feel like they're presenting me with much of meaty information about anything.
That's how I expected to see him out in that blue void with his baseball cap and sports coat like Feige does, just explaining to me what's going on.
Lie to me, Feige. Lie to me.
Yeah. At least be there, Feige.
Yeah. Be there for me, Feige. Okay, so we got Agatha House of Harkness. What do you think of the title?
I mean, I'm ecstatic. I'm so excited. I love the title. It reminds me of how we kept saying that House of M was kind of like dancing around the WandaVision stuff, and they're coming in strong with that House of Harkness, and I'm like, yes.
That's a good point. I didn't make the House of M connection. The thing that it makes me think of is it's going to be more about her the story of her coven, or possibly the history, which we talked about her giving like flashbacks and stuff. So the fact that it's House of Harkness makes me think that Agatha is going to go back and tell some of her family's story, not just her, but
She's also like a solo witch, which was different from all the different people who had covens in her like circle that she ran with, because she was more powerful than them and they were afraid of her. So she killed them all. So she's kind of like a lone wolf. So it'll be interesting to see her surviving through the centuries. Has it been that long?
I think it was
200 years. Yeah.
Was it? Okay. I can't remember now. I can't remember if it was 1800s or 1600s. I guess 1800s, right?
It was the 1600s if it was the witch trials.
Okay. Then yeah, it was even further back. Wow.
Yeah. I'm all for it. I've seen a lot of people say that they think that they're worried that the show might not be able to carry it. Yeah.
Right.
To you naysayers, I say nay. We'll see what happens. Like, I think she's going to do fine.
I also say nay, but also like she doesn't have to carry it all herself. Like she is maybe the character it's based on, but like it's going to have other people. It's going to have other characters she's interacting with. You're going to get to know. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll finally get to know Mr. Scratchy, you know?
Oh, maybe Senior Wanda Scratchy will come back and we'll find out what's going on in the town.
Yeah. We have to see the town, you know? Like, it has to happen.
What if with Doctor Strange and Wanda have to go release her to get information, and then she's out and maybe more powerful, or that's what it's about, like going forward? I don't know.
That's a good point.
I like the idea of us going forward. I don't want to go back too far with too many of these characters. But Agatha is one that like I could watch her beginning, middle, future. I would love all of it. I would just eat it right up.
Yeah. Same. That's a good point though, that this could happen after Multiverse of Madness and it could tie in. She like, maybe they will need to go to Agatha for some information or something.
Mm-hmm. I'm down.
I like it. We also got a teaser for Secret Invasion, which we will not watch because it would just take more time than it's worth, because it's just Samuel Jackson's face. And it's badass.
Bearded,
yeah. Scratched eye, no eye patch. I almost feel like he doesn't look like Nick Fury without the eye patch, you know?
No, yeah, he looks, I don't know. I don't know what it is, like very Terminator-y.
Very savage looking. Like,
yeah, he looks like he's been through it. Maybe life up on the ship hasn't been that great.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It makes me wonder, like, has he been, like, in a prison and have Skrulls been impersonating him or something? Now, it's weird, though, because it's not the same as he looked at the end of Far From Home.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, has this version of him, has that happened since the end of Far From Home? So, like, in the last... we don't know when Secret Invasion is... set.
No. I'm going to assume it's after WandaVision because of the scroll at the end of that. They just fixed the timeline on Disney Plus to be an accurate timeline. I'll have to go back and have a look at that.
Okay. Crazy. Yeah. So that's it. Those are the shows that have been announced. Just like a bunch of first looks. Again, thanks to Jay Sisson for writing all that out, because I was like starting to dig into it and you had already done all the work, so thank you.
Thanks, bud.
What are you most excited for?
Moon Knight.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Moon Knight, and then probably She-Hulk and then Agatha. But the two of them are a very close second. Mm.
Yeah, for me, it's got to be She-Hulk, purely for Tatiana Maslany. But I love Oscar Isaac, too. And, like, yeah.
The She-Hulk, and that, it just shows, like, that's our personalities, you know, like the She-Hulk one's going to be fun and happy and, you know, serious at times and very family probably oriented. Mm-hmm. Where like Moon Knight's like this crazy person, you know, who's got the dark and I just love it. I love we all have like our little yep. what we bring to the table.
Yeah, for sure.
It's so fun.
That's what's so much fun about this era of Marvel is one of the criticisms that gets leveled at Marvel sometimes is that it all feels very samey. And this era, that's just not the case. I mean, WandaVision is so different from Falcon Winter Soldier, and that's so different mm-hmm. from Loki, and that's so different from what Hawkeye appears to be. I'm
Hawkeye, pumped, man. They're reeling me in with that Christmas stuff. I'm a sucker for Christmas lights and snow on the ground that I don't have to shovel. I'm like, stop reeling me in with this Christmas. I'm so excited.
So good. So good. Well, we have a couple of feedbacks here. Let's see what we got. Sean Holt on Gmail says, "Hey, I'm writing to update you and ask for advice. I've written in a couple of times about trying to make my wife a fan of the MCU and had some success with Doctor Strange, partly due to your advice. But now, after seeing Eternals this past weekend, we have taken many steps back."
Oh, no.
"I echo your thoughts. The movie had issues, but I liked the world building and was Team Deviants in the third act. But my wife hated it and said she doesn't want to go and waste her time seeing any Marvel movies." Ugh.
Oh, no.
That is rough. That is really rough. Whew. Okay. So now for the advice. "I want to get her back on the road towards MCU fandom, even though she said she doesn't want to go to another Marvel movie. I will definitely get her to see No Way Home. But before this, I think the best thing for her to watch would be Homecoming and Far From Home. Two fun Spider-Man movies seems perfect. Or should I have her watch Infinity War and Endgame? Two classic Avengers movies that I absolutely love. Mind you, she has seen none of these movies, and getting her to watch two before No Way Home will be a chore. I have not given up hope. Thanks, and keep up the great work."
I'm going to give you some real advice here, Sean. There's no way to start where you're trying to start and expect her to care about the characters like we had. You know, you get that character building for 10 years. I mean, my best advice would be start at Avengers and just do all the Avengers movies, Endgame. I mean, but then you got to do Civil War. Like, you really had... It'd be hard for someone who doesn't already like the movies to come in like that. But I feel like if you start with the Avengers movies, like... that might be your best bet.
It's tricky because he wants her to like No Way Home.
Yeah.
So to like No Way Home, you do need to see the other two Spider-Man movies. But to really enjoy those, like, I'm trying to think of, like, what would the experience of watching Spider-Man Homecoming would be if you'd never seen any of the other movies, Civil War particularly.
Civil War.
But then to watch Civil War without seeing... Captain America and all the Iron Man is like, who are these guys?
Or even Far From Home without seeing Endgame or the other ones to show his relationship with Tony Stark.
Right. Absolutely. You're in a pickle, sir. To try to get her in so that she will enjoy No Way Home without only watching two movies. And he's saying two movies will be a chore.
Yeah, it would have to, I mean, you don't have a choice. It has to be the Spider-Man movies.
If you're only going
to
do two,
like that one.
I think that's the thing you got to do. But I would say you might want to take a step further back and see if you can get her to watch, like, the first Iron Man. Now that she, like, watched two and enjoyed them, and then one and didn't like it, and you can tell her, like, yeah, you're right. That wasn't my favorite either for these reasons. But, like, come watch the, like, OG stuff. Try out Iron Man. Because I think, like, long-term, making her an MCU fan, like...
You have to start.
Yeah. You got to start at the beginning. But
do
it's a long road.
One a month? Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch 2 years?
And with the thing about Iron Man is if she likes Iron Man, you can immediately watch Iron Man 2 without getting everything. You could do Iron Man 2... And then, like, if she likes those, try Captain America or something. You know, like, kind of step through, like, those first two.
Ask her which one of the Chris's she fancies and go from there.
Just depending on how your relationship works and how you can talk about thirst. Like, be like, which one of these images makes you more thirsty?
Which Chris would you prefer? Yeah, Pratt, Evans, Hemsworth. Let's go that way.
That's another way to do it. Is just show her some of the first movies. Like, Guardians is a great entry point if she's never seen any of them. Avengers is not a horrible entry point if she just wants fun. If she just wants a fun ride, like he mentioned, she wants a good fun movie. Like, Avengers is not deep on the character development, but it's a fun movie.
Yeah. Just, like, I also feel like you can come in on Avengers if you're not totally invested and you still get a bit of the character development from the main. Maybe not like Natasha a little bit from the beginning, but she's not fleshed out as much as the boys are at that point. But you do get a sense of like who Tony and Cap and Thor are.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, yeah, there's never going to be a way of watching these that are as good as watching them in release order, I feel like.
Yeah, definitely don't show her Infinity War and Endgame until she's watched a substantial amount of the other ones so that it's impactful when what happens in Infinity War happens.
I could see a case being made for just like, if you're just trying to get to the Spider-Man stuff, being like, here's Civil War. And like, with a little explanation of who these guys are, jump into Civil War and watch that, introduce Spider-Man and the relationship with Tony, then watch Homecoming, then watch the Infinity War Endgame, then watch the other two Spider-Mans. But I feel like getting, if two is a chore by December, you're probably not going to get through all of that. So if you really wanted to see No Way Home in theaters, I'd go with the two Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
But if you want to go for more long-term success, you're probably better off with like Iron Man 1, Captain America 1, or Guardians.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
I agree.
And then just like maybe by the next Spider-Man movie, she'll be in.
Yeah. I like it. We give good advice.
This is the relationship advice part of the podcast.
Yeah. More life advice, guys. Send it in. We'll answer.
I often think that's funny when people do like just relationship advice, or like not relationship, but like life advice podcast type stuff. That's always fun.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Well, that's what After Dark started out as. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Very vaguely.
Life advice.
That's funny. That's very funny. Okay, we got Justin Sigrist on Gmail says, "Hey pandas, that's us. I'm hoping everyone has watched Shang-Chi and the new trailer for She-Hulk. What's going on with Hulk? I'm so confused. At the end of Shang-Chi, he was Bruce Banner again, and he was still in his sling, which was 5 years after the blip." Wait, Shang-Chi was 5 years after the blip? Okay.
Yes. Or was it in the middle?
No. Shang-Chi was after the blip, but
after the blip.
I don't think it was five years after the blip, though. Like, I think it may have been, the blip was 5 years. Sorry. Well, I'll continue. In She-Hulk, he was Smart Hulk again and was completely healed. Is She-Hulk set before Endgame? Ooh, that's possible, I guess. As always, would love your thoughts. I'm so excited. I would like to thank Disney for the early Christmas present, but as always, new reveals comes new questions. Are these new animated series going to be canon? Like, what if? Is Agatha's new show going to be a prequel or a sequel? An origin story, or what happens after WandaVision? I grew up on the 90s X-Men and Spider-Man. I love that they are continuing the X-Men. That's so awesome. Can't wait to hear y'all's coverage of Disney Plus Day. Much love from Arkansas. Thank you, Justin.
I feel like we just answered all of these questions.
We did talk about a lot of them. The one we did not talk about at all is Hulk. What's with Hulk? His hand does not seem injured here. I don't think Shang-Chi was 5 years after the blip. I think it was like recently after the blip.
No, I don't think so either. I'm trying to think of things that I saw in there. No. No, I don't know. I'd have to check, but yeah. I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So I like his theory that it could be in the middle of the blip, especially like him having the Gamma Lab, like putting, you know, putting brains and brawn together. He's doing that in the lab, and like maybe he's transitioning back and forth between Banner and Hulk, and then he has to help his cousin. And, you know, I wonder how, if that's the case. We've talked a lot about the idea of them having a mid-blip series or movie, because we'd love, I'd love to see
that. You would think he would have brought her in for the final battle.
Sure.
Yeah. If they were facing off against, you know.
That's true. Unless she's less of a fighter, like not to say she
can't.
Like, I don't know. I have a feeling she's going to have some strength, but she's like a lawyer. This is going to be like a lawyer comedy. Like,
she crushes skulls.
But she does crush skulls. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It is hard to explain why she wouldn't be there.
Just trying to pick this apart.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
I didn't notice that he wasn't in a sling.
I didn't either, actually.
But I did notice that he was in one in the cut scene, at the end credit scene in Shang-Chi.
Yes, he was, but as Puny Banner.
Well, you know what, though? Carol's hair was a lot longer. So if you think of when Endgame happened, in the Shang-Chi cut, she had the like the faux hawk going. But in the Shang-Chi scene, it's probably about a little shorter than mine.
Okay.
If we want to go by hair length and time.
Right.
So it is possible it might have been.
Yeah, I didn't remember that was the case, but he may be right.
I see.
Where does Shang-Chi fall in the timeline? Well, so I don't know. I guess the other option is, it does heal, maybe.
Maybe when he's Hulk, it's not as bad.
Well, he's wearing, at the end of Endgame, he's wearing a big brace, even as the Hulk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
so
true.
So that's what I think we're trying to figure out here. So I'm pulling it up again just to see, like, in the Gamma Lab. So he's not wearing it. Yeah, it doesn't look like he has any kind of, like, he doesn't even have long sleeves on, so.
So it's saying here that Shang-Chi is supposed to take place present day, which would be 2023.
Okay, so it's not 5 years after.
So it's not, no.
So it is possible this happens during, and that She-Hulk was just busy, I guess, is the answer. Because, I mean, you think about it, who went and got everybody? And that was the sorcerers, right? Maybe the sorcerers just don't have a relationship with She-Hulk. You know?
Yeah.
Because Hulk is busy actually in the fight, so it's not like he went and got his, he wouldn't have been able to go and get his cousin or whatever.
That's true. Well, I was thinking more of like when they were getting a team together to go do stuff and the time travel.
That's true. That's true. Of course, yeah, I think they very much seem to keep it like their original team. Right? Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Rocket was there, Nebula, they didn't know them.
Right.
I guess they did.
They do from Infinity War, yeah. It's all the people who were there in Infinity War trying to like fix their mistakes, and they're willing to risk their lives going back in time for this very unsure suicide mission. Maybe he wouldn't have pulled his cousin into that. I don't know. But I have no idea. Yeah. It does seem like this might be. I can only explain it is that it would be mid blip, which makes me excited if this show happens mid blip because like. Think about, we've talked about the world building they could do mid-blip, and like, her doing a different case every week, like different cases of like what's going on in the world, would be super fascinating during the blip.
I like it.
Me too. All right, guys, well, that is all for this particular episode. I think all of Justin's other questions we've pretty much covered in our discussion of Disney Plus Day. Some of them we don't know the answer to, and some of them
we'll know the answer soon.
Soon. Everything is soon. Shut up, Disney. I need a date. We like have a beginning of our doc every week that we organize. It has a list of all the dates of upcoming Marvel stuff. and it's been pretty filled out. And now that we're passing so many movies and so many shows so quickly, it's like starting to diminish to like almost nothing in the dock anymore. And I'm like,
yeah,
what's going on? Fill up my calendar, Marvel.
Soon.
Yeah. Just a bunch of things saying soon. In the live chat, we've got Gusto the Third says, it seems like She-Hulk will explain how Smart Hulk returns to Banner. Are we worried it may overshadow the She-Hulk at all? I think that's a valid concern. Anytime you put like a bigger star, bigger Avenger in a smaller like character's movie, it's always a fear. We all feared it when like they did Civil War. I mean, you know, we were all like, is this going to be a Captain America movie if Tony Stark is in it? You know,
it worked for Spider-Man Homecoming. I thought they did really well.
I think it's worked every time they've done it, honestly. Yeah, there's not a good example in my mind of them overshadowing a character. I think Civil War is more of a two-hander, but like, it's still a Captain America movie, you know?
Right. Oh yeah.
Hmm.
Yes.
But this is an extreme example, like brand new character. A lot of people have never even heard of She-Hulk. A lot of people were complaining that they were like, why are they turning all of our characters into ladies? And it's like, no, you're misunderstanding completely. She-Hulk is a different character.
Yeah.
I saw one tweet from somebody being like, this is totally against Stan Lee's original vision. And it's like, Stan Lee came up with this character, dude.
Yeah. Read a comic, idiot.
Like, don't call out someone's original vision if you don't know it. Like, ugh.
I have a feeling Ruffalo's not going to be in it that much. I really don't think he is.
I'm guessing.
I bet it'll just be an episode or two.
Yeah, I'm guessing an episode or two.
Yeah.
And it'll just sort of launch you into his character, like her character. I think that's what we're going to get.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. We'll be back soon. Actually, we got a really big treat for you. We're dropping in the feed tomorrow. I'll let you know about that when it happens. And, then we'll be back with Eternals feedback later this week. Peace. Yep.
Until next time, true believers.
Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv and available at youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit strandedpanda.com.